From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, The Unfailing Promises of Our Unfailing God, part of this series in the Book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, by the great English preacher of the 19th century, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, It Will Not Be Long. The text is James chapter 5 and verse 8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The last word in the canticle of love is, Make haste, my beloved. And among the last words of the Apocalypse we read, The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. To which the heavenly bridegroom answers, Surely I come quickly. Love longs for the glorious appearing of the Lord, and enjoys this sweet promise, The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. This stays our minds as to the future. We look out with hope through this window. This sacred window of agate lets in a flood of light upon the present, and puts us into fine condition for the immediate work or for suffering. Are we tried? Then the nearness of our joy whispers patience. Are we growing weary because we do not see the harvest of our seed sowing? Again, this glorious truth cries to us, Be patient. Do our multiplied temptations cause us in the least to waver? Then the assurance that before long the Lord will be here preaches to us from this text, Establish your hearts. Be firm, be stable, be constant. Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Soon will you hear the silver trumpets which announce the coming of your King. Be not in the least afraid. Hold the fort, for he is coming. Yea, he may appear this very day.
Christ Jesus, though he was.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. In Joshua chapter 23 and verse 14, Joshua is sensing that his death was close at hand, and so he exhorted the children of Israel with these words, Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Reviewing the past decades, Joshua pointed the nation to an immutable person, the God who does not change. Not only so, but God kept his word to Israel. Whatever he said he would do, he did without fail. And his promises are as sure today as they were when they were spoken. With faith in the unchangeableness of God and in the truth of his word, God's people become an invincible people. Their knowledge of God endows them with great certainty and courage. With confidence in the God who cannot fail, believers will have all they need to carry on as soldiers of the cross of Christ. Now to conclude this message, the unfailing promises of an unfailing God, here is Dr. Cairns.
So here Joshua calls our attention to an immutable person and his unbreakable promise. And finally, by very clear implication, to an invincible people. I want you to see this. Joshua was addressing this to God's people. And he says, you know, in all your hearts and in all your souls, you know. What does that tell us? It tells us that Joshua meant Israel to live in the reality of the unfailing promises of God. He wanted them as he left them, because he had to die. And as they faced the challenges of life in the promised land, with the things that still had to be done, the battles that still had to be fought, the enemies that still had to be overcome as they faced those things. He wanted them to live in the light of their immutable God and His unbreakable promise, because then they would also come down to their grave with the same testimony as He had. In other words, they would be an invincible people. Can I make it clear to you today that the realization of the fact that the Lord will never break His word will beget in God's people a great certainty? Begone unbelief and doubt and fear. My God never changes, and He never fails to fulfill His word. I will not doubt God because of my inability to understand Him. I will trust where I cannot see. What a certainty it gives us in life. What a certainty in death. And as we face eternity, then what a courage. What foe can you not face when you know that there never fails one word of all that God hath promised? Is there not a promise for every situation that we face? Is there not a promise from God tailor-made for every foe and every battle and every perplexity and every trial? Is there not a word from God for us in our own particular situation? Thank God there is. There is a word there. How are you going to know that word? Of course, you don't take time to study it, read it, learn it, know it. How many Christians are going through deep times of distress? There is a word from God tailor-made for all their need, and they're ignorant of it. They can't lay hold of it. Oh, let's learn this, believer, today. God's word is quick. It is living. It is powerful. It is a word that goes to the soul. How many times we have come to pray. I think of times when I've come down to my study to get down on my knees before God with a particular burden in my mind and a particular perplexity, a problem to be solved, something of deep urgency. And as I've opened up the Scriptures, cried to God, there right on the very face of it, there as if God were speaking from heaven, there is the answer. Straight from the throne, straight to you. It's a living word. It's a living word. And it gets to the place where it gives you great courage to face whatever foe comes your way. To face the battle fair and square in the knowledge that we will conquer. Nothing's going to separate us from Christ. Paul said, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph. Isn't that a wonderful truth? He always causeth us to triumph. When I've fallen flat in my face, and I've got down to the depths of my own human defeat and my own human despair, yet He causeth us to triumph. It's not that we have any great willpower. It's not the strength of our character. My, we want to have as upright and honorable and scriptural a character as we can possibly attain to. But it is our God who causeth us to triumph in Christ. That's how it happens. Gives you courage. Man, we need courage to live in these days. And it gives you confidence. Confidence. I think if there's one thing that's missing today in the Christian church, that's what it is. Confidence. Not self-confidence, but real Christ-centered confidence. Confidence to pray. Praying with confidence. not just whispering in the dark and hoping somehow, somewhere, somebody will pick it up. Praying with confidence. Witnessing with confidence. Evangelizing with confidence. Standing for God with confidence. Confidence in your heart, confidence in your home, confidence in the church, confidence in the world, confidence in every sphere begotten in our hearts because our view of our immutable God and His unbreakable promise have rendered us an invincible people. You know, when God's people really get the grip of that, or should I say, when that gets the grip of them, it's then they begin to experience a measure of revival. Because it's this confidence, if you read the history of revival, it's that confidence that is one of the chief marks of what they have and what we so often don't have. That assurance of who God is and what He has said and what He's doing, His absolute power and grace. We have the confidence that it's well. Can you take that to your heart today? Are you saved? Your sins forgiven? Is your name in heaven? Are you united to Christ? Are you justified freely? Are you clothed in His righteousness? Are you God's child? Is He your Father? Jesus Christ, your mediator and elder brother? The Holy Spirit, your indwelling comforter? The seal of God that seals you to the day of redemption? Are those things true of you? Then it is well. But my body hurts. Okay, my body hurts, but it's well. I'm not minimizing pain. I'm not minimizing the anxieties that hit us in the business or in the home or in the body. I'm not at all making light of the burdens. But I want to tell you, I'm giving you what this book teaches, the only thing. The two things God can do for you with your burdens. Either He can remove your burdens, or He can simply strengthen your back to bear the burdens. Those are the only two things He's going to do in this life, or any mixture thereof. Paul the Apostle had some burdens removed, but most of them remained. God just gave him stronger shoulders to bear them. And I want you to think of how he described those burdens. Our light affliction. Can you think of that? This is the man who at this time had been beaten with rods. He had been stoned and left for dead. He had suffered shipwreck. A night and a day he had spent in the deep, forsaken by friends and cursed by enemies. And he says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, I want to tell you, Paul was not a liar. He meant it was a light affliction. It's not to say he didn't feel the burden. He did. For he said, there comes daily upon me, on top of all these things, the care of all the churches. He felt it. Paul was not made of stone. He felt it. But I want to tell you what he felt even more. He felt the glory of the person and the work of Christ. He says, while we look at the things which are not seen, there are things which cannot be touched and seen, but yet they are more real than the things that can. In other words, Paul was saying, I have such a sight by faith of my immutable Redeemer, and I have such a grasp in my heart of His unbreakable promise that I have absolute confidence, and He gives me the strength to carry on regardless, not as an injured martyr, but as a victorious soldier in the army of the all-conquering Christ. We can live in victory. We should live in victory. But let's ask ourselves today, are we living in victory? The answer is not in here. It's not in here. I heard a preacher, and I'll be deliberately vague, for I don't want to castigate the preacher, except that it is just expressive of the whole mindset of so many of God's people today, where he took a Bible character and picked out a few facts, told the story again, not half as well as he had read it in the Authorized Version, but told it again and set them out there. Now, maybe God has spoken to you that you don't have this characteristic and you don't have that characteristic, and now you can get it right. Now, here's the appeal. You can get it right. God has told you, you need to get it right. So get it right. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. I was grieved to hear it, because I felt for all those people who would put their hand up honestly and sincerely, desiring to be what they ought to be. And I guarantee the next day they're as bad or worse than when they started. Only this time, more frustrated, more cynical. Is there any reality in this religion at all? You see, the answer is not, well, I can get it right, for you can't. The answer is in Christ. See Him. Look to Him. Feast your eyes and your soul upon Him. Trust Him, fellowship with Him, and as He fills your heart and your mind, then you will be invincible in the service of Christ. May God grant us that experience as we look unto Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. Save the lost, we pray. Lord, let them not simply harden their hearts and their necks against God, for Thou hast said if they do, they will be suddenly destroyed and left without remedy. O God, we pray, have mercy on the lost. Bring them to the Savior. Have mercy on the cold in heart, those who have become defeated or discouraged by the way. They have lost sight of Christ. They're like Peter, who followed afar off, or like Peter on the waves when he got his eyes off Christ and was overwhelmed by circumstances and lost out. O Lord, stretch out Your hand today, we pray. Lift up the fallen and cheer the downhearted, and encourage those who are in trouble of body or of soul. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt speak a word in season to every heart. And God, grant today that Thou wilt give every Christian here the rejoicing spirit that comes from this testimony to our unfailing God and His unfailing promise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.